Take a short lifestyle detour from the news of the world. Here's Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Pensacola Expert Panel. We are here in studio with our friend, Mr. Malcolm Ballinger. Good morning, Malcolm. How are you?
Good morning. You surprised me with that.
Did I? Okay. I thought maybe a little Al Green for the first day of February, the love month, would be good.
I was expecting the mamas and papas. But yes, you're right. That's very appropriate.
It is.
Valentine's Day. Early Valentine's Day.
Well, and you know what? Who knows which day we'll celebrate this year? We're just making up our own rules in 2021.
It is on a Sunday, is it not?
I'm pretty sure it is.
So many people, like myself, will celebrate on Saturday or Friday,
right.
Or both. Of course, yeah, both.
You know, I mean, depending on maybe you do something for one person one night, more geared towards their taste, and then something for somebody else on the other night, you know? there's no give and take. Okay.
I'm sort of lost for words there. I didn't realize that you had to do it for more than one person.
Well, no, I meant you're going to make me blush. Good thing people can't see that. No. Like for me, my husband, he loves working with his hands. He likes tools. He could walk around Home Depot. He's the dad, you know, with the tool belt. He's really good at fixing pretty much anything. So he wouldn't even care about going to Home Depot or anything like that on Valentine's Day. Me, I would love to go for a walk on the beach, although right now it'd probably freeze.
Not a good time.
No, it's not. Maybe, but you never know. It could surprise us in the next couple of weeks and warm up and maybe the wind die down a little bit. But maybe, you know, in the next few days, we'll see whether that happens or not. But why don't you tell me what you got into this weekend?
Well, just a quick note on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, tell me.
Because I think I've said this before previous years, but I'm used to a little different type of Valentine's Day in England. That it may have changed because, well, it's been over 40 years now, I guess. It's been a long time. But when I was a young man, Valentine's Day was for a secret Valentine.
Huh.
You know, for instance, you didn't. Well, maybe you recognize wife or girlfriend or significant other and say, you know, happy Valentine's Day. But you would send a card to a secret Valentine if you kind of had a crush on a, young man. And they may or may not know it. You would send them a card and they wouldn't know who it was.
That is so sweet. Well, then maybe this year we can bring that alive. And or just maybe tell somebody that you care about or admire that you care for them. Hey, I see what you're doing, and I'm just going to let you know I see you. You're doing awesome. Keep it up. Don't quit. That's another way just to encourage somebody behind the scenes.
And of course, the way it is today, everything's more and more commercialized, so it's now Valentine. Really, everybody in the world is a Valentine, I guess.
We're all inclusive. We don't leave anybody out.
Yes. So, but I shall do my best to celebrate it in the modern way.
But or you do you, whatever, you know, I feel like anything goes at this point. Plus, people are probably Zooming these days on Valentine's dates.
Yeah, that would be a difficult thing to do.
Right.
Maybe not.
I don't know.
Now I think about it, maybe not.
Listen, I went away for a couple of days and had to leave my kids, and I was trying to FaceTime with them, and I had a migraine after. They've just moved so much.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, everybody stay still. Sit down, okay? And then now we can have a conversation, and I like to take little screenshots of them when they're talking to me, and it's just blurred, and then me going... a crazy face. Just sit down. But yeah, if you want to bring that back and tell a secret admirer that you care for them or you see them, go for it. So do you have any plans, though, for Valentine's Day? Are you thinking ahead of time?
Yes. Well, I say yes. Being truthful here. those who know me know that I am not the best planner in the world. I tend to do things at the last minute.
You're
worry
a free
about,
spirit.
Yeah, well, thank you. I like that. I'll remember that one. I'll use that. I'm a free spirit. I tend to, at the last minute, you know, oh, it's Valentine's Day. We better do something. And birthdays and everything. And I forget birthdays as well. My family is so used to it that my son will always call me and say, it's Drew or it's Sydney's birthday, whatever, and give me the heads up. Anyway, I digress. Back
no,
to the
right.
point. But my girlfriend, Laura, who is very much into planning, she likes everything, you know, A, B, C, D.
Okay.
And so she obviously she gets a little frustrated with me, but she has learned, hey, Malcolm, when are we going, which night? Valentine's night is Sunday. Not a good night to go out to dinner. Let's do it Saturday or Friday. And so we made a date and it's done. So
there you go. It's on the calendar.
It's on the calendar.
And you know what? It's always good. I mean, you say she has a different personality. That's like the type A personality. It's very regimented.
Mm.
It's better that my husband is very much so regimented and type A, has to plan ahead. And I'm probably a little bit more like you. I like to just go with the flow and then see what happens. And then if it doesn't go my way, we go do something else.
Well, I wasn't always that way, I think.
Okay.
I think I've learned over the years. I used to, looking back, I think I used to worry about future things.
Mm.
And eventually you say, well, you know what? I'll sort of worry about it when it comes along. And I've tried to do that. But it's gone too far now. Gone the other way.
Wait a second. Reel it back in.
Yeah. You know, left to me February 13th. Oh, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. What shall we do?
But at least there's a surplus of things to do. You can pick up pretty much chocolates at the 7-Eleven at this point. You just, you know,
If
we live in a day and age where even if you do forget, you can literally pick up your phone, order something, and they drop it to your door. So you're not in trouble. You can play it off. It's okay.
But to answer your original question, one of the biggest regret I have about COVID is, for me personally, is that it has just nixed my social life completely.
Mm.
There are no social events. And I enjoy them.
Right.
I enjoy being social. I enjoy being with people. And so to answer your question, no.
No plans yet. No plans yet.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get in a position where we can at least, you know, do something on a more limited basis. Maybe.
Right.
But I feel for all of the nonprofits that, you know, have these big galas, events, that raise a lot of money, and they're just obviously, and allied with that, state and local funds are tighter than ever. So it's going to be a very tough year.
Yeah, many people are going with the flow, adjusting. The word everybody has used is pivot, which is a hilarious word to me, just in general.
Yes.
And it brings me back to the scenes in Friends every single time. But you know, it's still good. I know what you're saying with the nonprofit struggling a little bit, but it's good to just not give up on them yet, whatever way you can to support them. And that's an idea too. If you maybe donate to a nonprofit for Valentine's Day in honor of the person that you love or your secret admirer, you could do something like that. That would be right up my alley, something like that.
I'm going to get on my high horse here for a moment.
Okay.
The next edition of Pensacola Magazine, which we are expecting momentarily, it's at the printers and on its way. There's a fairly lengthy article about the homeless people downtown.
Mm.
And one of the contributors' point of view was that we should all help homeless people when they're begging on the street corner, we should give them money.
Okay.
And anyway, this is all leading to your point about helping nonprofits.
I'm here with you.
Just bear with me.
I'm here with you.
I believe very strongly that that is the wrong thing to do.
Okay.
Loaves and Fishes, Waterfront Mission, et cetera, do a wonderful job.
Yes.
And if you feel inclined to give somebody who's begging on the street corner money, don't do it. Send a check to Loaves and Fishes, Waterfront Mission, whatever is your favorite charity. Mm-hmm. Do not be an enabler. I know they're very bold these days, and they just say, no lies, I need money for a beer.
Right.
Well, yeah, I guess I can respect that honesty, but, you know, beer's not going to solve their problem.
Right.
We all know that many of the homeless problems are due to psychological issues, addiction issues.
Sure.
Plain bad luck in many cases, maybe a mixture of all of those things. They need help. We should help them. But let's do it in a constructive, positive way.
I love that. All right. Well, you know what? I believe we're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back and we will chat more with Mr. Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing.
I was listening to the conversation.
Hard work, determination, honesty. Fairness. These are the values you hold dear. And when you spend your hard-earned money, you want to trust that things will be done right. For over 100 years, BBB has been making it easier for you to find good businesses. When you see the BBB accredited seal, you know that's a company you can count on. So look for the seal and start with trust. Go to BBB.org and find a trustworthy business today.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Big Brothers Big Sisters Virtual Big Gala. Impact 100 Membership Drive. The Milton Mardi Gras Parade. We're everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This is where you find the best lifestyle talk every weekend. Home Improvement with Gary Sullivan. Gardening with Mike Wiggins. Car Talk on the Drive. Local Entertainment News with Julio Diaz. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Mr. Ballinger is enjoying our music choice, I think. I'm just going to surprise you.
Well, that's a good thing, because if it's left to me, we'll play the same old song all the time.
Oh, that's
sort of
all
a creature
right.
of habit.
I mean,
so, surprise me.
Okay. I enjoy keeping people on their toes just a little bit, so I'll be sure to surprise you. So let's talk a little bit more. You were chatting a little bit about maybe your idea of who to give back to if you're thinking of possibly donating on somebody else's behalf for Valentine's Day, maybe, or a different idea for giving a Valentine's, and you have your favorites here in town?
Yes.
Yes? Or is that something you just like to keep it simple? Chocolates, flowers, we're done.
Well, I've embraced the concept, the U.S.-American concept of Valentine's Day, and so there is one special person who I shall, well, maybe buy a couple of, maybe a small box of chocolates or something.
Hey.
Or something.
A girl doesn't turn down chocolates or flowers too often, I'll have to say. I mean, especially when you know it's given in love, you're like, okay, good chocolates. And I like a really good dark chocolate here around Valentine's Day. But I want to chat a little bit about what's kind of happening with Ballinger Publishing. And we have a new issue out, right? It should be out here.
Yes.
I'm going to look in town today for mine. I already hunted down at my favorite spot where I usually pick it up.
Well, it isn't here yet.
Oh, okay.
We print in Illinois, which sounds kind of odd. I don't know how many. That's probably what, 800 miles away.
Yeah, probably. I'll just go with that. Yeah, sure.
But there are very few large scale printers that print long runs anymore.
Okay.
And so it's either there's one in Tampa, there's this one in Illinois, there is one in Georgia. But there is not one within several hundred miles of Northwest Florida. So, with the weather up north, who knows?
Okay, I see now what's happening. Yeah, that snow that seems to be just blanketing across the U.S., basically from the Midwest towards our friends up in the Northeast area. I mean, but good things are worth waiting for, right?
Yes.
But maybe you can give us a little bit of a sneak peek inside view on what might be in this month's issue.
Yes, absolutely. In Downtown Crowd, there is a lengthy article about songs to play for Valentine. And, of course, you put me on the spot, and I'm trying to remember what they are. I know.
Uh-oh. You're doing great.
Memory's not my strongest point.
No, but I love that, though. Some good songs to listen to for Valentine's
Day.
I love that.
Yes, old and new.
Okay.
Yeah, some real good oldies.
So maybe if you're making dinner at home or you order from your favorite spot in town, pick it up, and then you put it on some fancy plates at your house. And if you decide to really social distance from people, you can put on a soundtrack. And I absolutely love that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely a music person. So any new or old music that you can.
And as we speak, maybe I'll remember the songs. But and in Pensacola Magazine, there is a lengthy article about homelessness, particularly as it affects downtown.
Okay.
You know, it's become a big issue in the downtown area because there are a lot of homeless people, actually more so than ever.
Okay.
And, you know, the panhandlers.
Yeah.
There's a lot of controversy over that. Some, I know people say, well, many of them are just, panhandlers. They're not really homeless. I don't know about that. But I do know that, back to earlier conversation, that if people give them money, then they'll continue to do it. And there's a lot of controversy about what's the right answer.
Right.
Many people want to put bathrooms and water facilities downtown, and I believe that may happen. I don't know how I feel about that, in all honesty.
I mean, I can understand having mixed feelings about that, quite frankly, just because, it's this thing where you don't want to judge somebody because you don't know where they have come from. And I mean, just from knowing just myself and having a very unique background and backstory, you just never know what somebody just might have fallen on in hard times. And then maybe they really are struggling with an addiction or whatever it may be. But I do recommend, of course, if you have your favorite local nonprofit and you have a heart for possibly all the homeless people that are out there, we have definitely a surge of homeless people, especially in the wintertime, if I'm correct. They're getting away from those major storms, trying to get to warmer weather. And since I've moved here, I've noticed that this is just the way the ebb and flow goes this time of year. But I love that you guys are talking about the issue and maybe giving ways that people can get involved in combating homelessness here in Northwest Florida. So I'd love to talk more about that. Let's take a quick break and we will be right back.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
What's fun and happening in Pensacola? You'll find out as the City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation Department talks about it here on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Join us each month as we detail what's going on in your resource centers, parks, recreation programs, and at the Community Maritime Park. It's a great month to get out and play Pensacola. Tune in this Friday morning at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
And we are back with Malcolm Ballinger from Ballinger Publishing. And I want to, before we go today, talk a little bit more about what we started on. And just any kind of issues that we have with homelessness and your heart.
Well, I don't know if I have time to finish the thought, but I understand my business is close to downtown. And I understand how homeless can be, well, aggravating to say the least. They often use your property as a bathroom. My female employees come out and there's one asleep under their car.
Oh, yeah.
It's hard to get past that.
Sure.
But I also understand that these people are homeless. Again, many because of their own fault, many because of circumstances. We shouldn't turn our back on them. So, but I also understand if you own a business downtown and the line across the front of your entrance, it's hard not to be upset and annoyed. Mm. It's hard to get past all that.
Sure.
But at some point, we have to find a solution that, helps them, maybe gives them some shelter. I understand fighting addiction, all those mm-hmm. things. It's just a terribly complex and difficult issue.
For sure. Yeah.
And we have to try and put the emotion aside and look at it in a, well,